Hello, you're listening to Career Conversations, a regular series that's part of the Table Talk podcast from Food Matters Live. I'm Alicia Roche, a chef and food journalist, and together we'll meet experts in cooking, mixology, the environment, psychology, branding, social media, and all sorts, as we learn about the surprisingly varied roles that go way beyond the kitchen. Today I'm meeting a man with one of the best roles in the food biz. It's Micah Douglas, the content and community manager for Tony's Chocolonely. Micah smiled throughout our interview, proving that it really does make you happy working for an ethical company where there's free chocolate on tap all day and where colleagues bake each other birthday cakes. It was Micah's first ever podcast, but let's hand it to the man. He did a fantastic job. He got that job because he was determined to live in London, so he took a risk, quit his job working for an Asian foods brand, and he applied and applied until Tony's said yes. It was mostly thanks to his computer skills and a slightly questionable YouTube channel he set up as a student. I'll be back at the end to tell you how to stand out if you also want to get into digital marketing or community management, but for now, settle in and enjoy the podcast. On your LinkedIn profile, you describe your job as Choctopus, which obviously tickled me. Is it compulsory for everyone who works in the food industry to come up with some good puns?
It can sometimes feel like that, I think. I know specifically for Tony's, we do believe in the power of the individual and you having like a real specific, meaningful place in the company. So yeah, for us, getting an additional name is a little bit of fun. Also just a kind of unique way for us to express like you have a reason of being here and you contribute to our mission.
Well, Tony's does sound like and seem like a really fun place to work, as well as all the serious side. But you've been there for about 2.5 years now?
Yes, 2.5 years. Pieces of that being primarily during kind of lockdown and being in the online space, it's definitely been a flurry, a real whirlwind. What was nice about me joining Tony's was, as number six, was my role was very multifaceted, I suppose. We were quite small-ish at the time in terms of team, but we already started quite a lot of engagement within the retail space or London in particular. So, I was really thrown into kind of the challenging end of food marketing in particular, but also being supported by great brand building in our home market. And lots of expertise. I mean, you know, the perks that we get at this company are brilliant, but also the experience from lots of people who have been in food for much, much, much longer than me. What a great space to learn and kind of develop as a marketeer. And then, you know, 2.5 years later, feeling like I'm really kind of bedding into to what I do. It's such a fun time.
Now, you mentioned number six there. Do you mean you were number six employee or you work at number six?
Number six employee. There was probably about a year of Tony's being around in the UK before I joined, and then I came in as the second person in marketing. We're now a team of three, so not huge in the UK, but we've all got our individual responsibilities. Number six joining at the time as a kind of combination of marketing and office management. I think we needed probably like a few different people for different roles, but didn't have the resource. So yeah, jumped in, started to kind of enter that online space in particular. I've got a really great marketing director in the UK who's focused on the bigger stuff, the strategy, and then I'm very much doing the executional stuff online, social, email and web, and the community we've been able to grow over the past 2 years online as a result of, I guess, increased awareness and use of social media with lockdown, but also just us doing our brand building over here has been immense. I mean, the passion that people feel for what we do, the love and brand love that people have for our products is all a result of combined efforts and lots of our online as well. Lots of people do check in every single day on Instagram and on Twitter and have conversations and tell other people about what we do. And yeah, I'm just really privileged to be occupying a role that is so very active and very much on the ground of what we're doing. I get to hear and be immersed in all of the brand love, and yeah, it just kind of keeps a smile on your face, really. So yeah, that's a result of me being number six employee, really. I think if I was seven or eight, I might not have been able to do that. So very, very lucky and grateful for that.
Oh, plus there must be a lot of feel-good hormones running around with all this chocolate on the go. Do you get free chocolate all day? Can you have it whenever you want?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, when you first join Tony's, it's like very overwhelming. I first heard about this company when I was out in the Netherlands and I didn't quite understand the scale of what it was out there. You know, out there we've got so many different crazy flavors, lots of inclusions, different colored wrappers and packaging. And then over here, we've got a good selection of them. So when you enter the office for the first time, you're allowed to take as much chocolate as you want. Try it, enjoy it, yeah, get the hormones going. It's all quite intense, but yeah, once you kind of here for a few more years, it kind of slows down a little bit, but yeah, we still love the products. It is chocolate, it does make people smile, it does connect people, it is a treat, a luxury, something that's to be shared and enjoyed. And yeah, I definitely had my fair share when I first joined, that's for sure. And then you start to realize, actually, yeah, maybe eating chocolate every day is not something that you should be doing, as hard as that is.
Oh, quite right too. Get stuck in and enjoy. And you are doing an amazing job, because I see Tony's everywhere. It feels like you're shouting loudly about what you do and people are enjoying it. Like you said earlier, people like to engage with you and interact. So do you get lots of funny messages from fans of the brand?
Yeah, we definitely do. Every single day, people with kind of crazy, wacky flavor recommendations, all the way kind of laddering up to people who are just extremely vocal and championing the impact that we're making, specifically in West Africa and our connection with farming cooperatives, but then also just trying to drive different types of industries forward. People often send us, yeah, really great, empowering messages, but then also lots of funny ones, some really crazy flavor combinations, peanut butter, bacon, yeah, you name it, we've kind of had it. You know, we were always founded on social principles. It allows us to be maybe a little bit more transparent than some other companies. You know, we're very honest, we're very open, we share what we do, our kind of rights and wrongs. It just feels like it has kind of struck a chord in the UK in particular. I think this market was ready for a Tony's, for a brand like us within Confect to really kind of shake things up and demonstrate a more positive outlook. If you could spend a few hours on our Instagram in the morning, you would get a really good sense of our really cool community, really fun, vibrant, impactful community. Yeah, lots of funny messages.
I mean, you're really selling me on this job. It sounds amazing. How did you get it in the first place?
Yeah, quite a winding path, I suppose, really. I think what's quite interesting is that, to me anyway, food never seemed like the immediate industry, the kind of obvious choice. Yeah, I was always interested in creative from an early age, but you know, that kind of pathway that combined creativity with career wasn't always seemingly clear. And you know, initially I was heading into a more events end of marketing, events marketing. It's something that I studied at university down in sunny southwest Bournemouth, and I realized quite quickly that there was quite a lot of sacrifices that had to be made to be in the events industry. I mean, an obvious one that comes to mind is the kind of long hours and the physical work. And yeah, quickly realized that maybe for me, doing something that was a passion, so for example, food, but then also something I could do maybe like from home or do from an office space, was definitely like a better option for me. But prior to Tony's, I found myself doing a placement for a company called Mr. Lee's Pure Foods, who kind of put me through like a training ground or a training course of what it's like to be within food. I was a university representative over there. I was interested in the product that they were providing. It was a kind of instant East Asian cuisine product with a good, strong social foundation. And yeah, I just went through kind of that fast-paced, multifaceted, kind of involved on-the-ground role, which really develops, I guess, some of my natural strengths, but definitely exposed a whole ton of weaknesses. And then, you know, upon discovering, I guess, London and you know, what London could provide for a young person who was exploring food in particular, yeah, I just had this kind of overwhelming need to be here and desire to be here. You know, I was doing interviews, booking a holiday to do interviews in London. I was taking kind of secret phone calls during work hours with recruiters and different people that I'd identified online, asking them if they had jobs. You know, I'm ready for London, I want to be here. Got very impatient, I suppose, and ended up handing in my notice probably a bit too prematurely, especially for my level of experience as well. You know, this was my first role out of university within food in particular. I had an events background. I wasn't like teed up on all of the aspects of like what even like a through the line campaign would look like or how to activate an online space. And my notice went in, and I remember the morning of kind of my final day at Mr. Lee's, I was in the car with my MD at the time thinking, I haven't got a job. I don't have a salary, and I'm about to move to London. Like, what am I going to do? I really was in between things, in a real purgatory. But that's in a sense where I found Tony's. I was talking to a few recruiters who would usually help people who were maybe a bit more senior and a bit further along with their career. And one suggested, you know, I found this company called Tony's. Have you heard of it? And 2 years before, I'd been in the Netherlands and I tried this amazing chocolate and forgot about it. And I'm here again, like, you know, super, super crazy moment, and gave it a bit of a shot and found myself here through a series of different interviews. I think one thing that really kind of tipped me over the edge was my kind of light experience with design and an Adobe suite. I think that's a real kind of need for companies now, especially companies who are channeling online, and yeah, having someone that has that kind of creative eye but then can also activate marketing campaigns is very much a thing that I think employers are looking for. And I think that's what kind of tipped me over. Definitely people who are more experienced and had worked in food for much longer than me in my 2 years after graduating. So yeah, a real happy accident, I suppose, a bit of kind of willfulness and a little bit of just chancing it, really.
Good for you. It paid off in the end, taking that little risk. But you're right. To anyone listening who's got a job and is thinking of leaving it, I would always say, get another job first, then quit.
Absolutely.
So Tony's is based in Holland. That's where you first tasted it and heard of it. You're in the London office when you're working in the office. Where is that?
We're based in Richmond, kind of by the river, not necessarily the heartland of food, but yeah, definitely a place that's going to deliver more talent in the future. I think it's we're creating something quite special over there.
Well, we're only down the river at Food Matters Live in Hammersmith. So if you ever want to like fill up the Tony's boat with chocolate and send it our way, we'll receive it at the harbour.
We'll send lots of chocolate over, that's for sure.
Oh, wonderful. I had to ask, right, guys? Tony's is really good and honest and authentic about shouting about difficult subjects. It will call out its own mistakes, but it will also call out competitor mistakes. It will name and shame competitor brands and call them out on difficult subjects like child labour, slavery, etc. How do you make sure that you know what you're talking about and that everything you say is factually accurate?
One thing about Tony's is that we were founded on kind of journalistic principles. So discussing kind of more difficult issues is something that's certainly not new to us. You know, this company was founded by a group of journalists, most notably an individual called Tern van der Kerken. And he quite literally created a television program which was all about uncovering and exposing the inequalities in the chocolate industry. So, you know, from the get-go, we've been very transparent, open and honest about communicating these issues with other people. And we're all trained in doing that and in communicating that, whether you're in IT all the way up to being in marketing. You know, for us, it's a responsibility of everybody. And we have a very informed impact team who are closely connected and have good relationships with farming cooperatives in West Africa. We have people on the ground who are there helping to drive the cooperatives forward, giving them resources and tooling them up to uncover illegal child labour and remediate illegal child labour. But it is additional research and outside thinking as well, which really does help us uncover the extent of these issues in the chocolate industry, whether it's the Tulane University, who have a modern slavery index, whether it's Fair Trade, who are obviously contributing to this conversation. It's a real kind of, industry effort, but we certainly have lots of resources and lots of incredibly informed team members who are able to go out to West Africa or unpick research and share it with the rest of the team, you know, make us experts in a sense at communicating these issues. And, you know, that can only ever be an asset for what I do.
Isn't it amazing that a company that brings so much joy can also have this incredibly serious side? And then even working there is a fun, happy place. It's a really odd combo, really hard to pull it off. According to the Tony's career page, working at Tony's is like some kind of dreamlike place full of perks and joy and happiness. You all listen to ABBA, you bake each other birthday cakes. How accurate is that?
I love that. Yeah, I mean, that's certainly not straying too far from the truth. We've got lots of really kind of cool work perks, I guess. And yeah, certainly baking's one of them. You know, if it's somebody's birthday coming up, the person's whose birthday it was before bakes a cake for that person. We've got a giant kind of light in our office that we press when there's some great news that's going on, and that flashes Tony's Chocolate Only up on the wall. Yeah, we really do like to keep things as vibrant and as fun as possible. And do you know what that is? Entirely because of the serious end of our company. If we're not impassioned to have a great time, to enjoy ourselves, to be very serious about people is what we call it, then how can we ever be kind of serious about this issue that's going on in West Africa? So yeah, our careers page is pretty much bang on, to be honest, from what you've been reading.
So if your sector is kind of bustling, I imagine it's getting a bit competitive and everyone's jostling out there, how can a student or a graduate make sure that their CV stands out to a cool company like yours?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And having an aspect of marketing and something that you're studying and something that you're interested in is really important. And I think maybe the case study is less important these days. You know, for example, I studied events, but I think the skills I've acquired InEvents that have enabled me to deliver visually a CV that has quite a lot of scope, having an attachment to design and an understanding of visual identity just feels like something that employers are demanding out of people in marketing these days. And I think that is because the online space is so important and it's an incredibly visual space. So I think anything that you can do to kind of build your capacity at working in platforms like Adobe Suite would be like a great tick in viewing a CV. Personality and charisma, you know, trying different things. When I was at university, I gave YouTube a go, unbelievably, and my content was certainly not exciting. It was kind of probably a little bit poor, but you know, that I think that demonstrated like that I was happy and excited to be in this space and willing to give things a go and put myself out there. That certainly carried me into my first role and got me that first job. And I think at Tony's as well, I did mention this, and I think that got a couple of smiles in the room. So just skilling yourself up as much as possible in that visual end is a massive kind of ticking point for me, because it is so highly competitive. And beyond your own personality and charisma, what can you deliver? Maybe you can just design something and you've got a good sense of visual. I think that's something that I take a lot of pride in.
Well, I think your colleagues would probably love to dig out your old YouTube channel. What were you talking about on there?
Oh gosh, I think they definitely would. I hopefully have archived everything, but at the time, my content was kind of a combination, I guess, of media, music, a little bit of art, and then also some kind of more social, political commentary. Everything had this comedic undertone, to be honest. It was meant to be something that was kind of a bit more fun and a bit more tongue-in-cheek, and I was playing with lots of different formats, and I used to have a lot of pop-ups and different sounds and kind of voice effects and visual stuff. It was very much a kind of like a throw everything at the wall YouTube approach, and I had a really good time doing it, actually. If anything, I just learned how to kind of create video and create like images and do a bit of visual. And I think that's the one thing that I take from YouTube was it's just great to have a space to be able to do that. I mean, you know, like 30-40 years ago, there wouldn't have been a space for me to kind of be on camera talking about something and having a few people being like, oh, that guy's okay. Hopefully everything's archived now, because I think I'd be quite a bit embarrassed to show any of that to anybody these days.
Oh, it doesn't sound too terrible. It certainly sounds a lot better quality than my Instagram, in which I used to paint on bananas. So that's for another day. You're clearly a bit of a podcast pro, let's face it. Does Tony's have its own podcast?
Interesting that you said I'm a podcast pro, because this is my first one. No, we don't actually. This is something that we've been talking about for some time. Again, because we were founded by a group of journalists, we're trying to identify different mediums to discuss topics, whether they're topics about inequality in chocolate all the way up to, you know, other industry issues, sustainability issues. We dipped our toes in this over lockdown. We had this series, which has a very confusing name. Apologies, called Chocoloquium, which was a chance for us to speak to other people in different industries about the experiences that they've had, but also some of the challenges that we might share, you know, the challenges in confectionery versus, say, clothing, say, versus, lots of different industries. Yeah, we're toying with the idea to do more video, more audio stuff, but it really is one step at a time. We're not pros like you, to be honest, so...
Oh, thanks. Chocoloquium. It sounds like a kind of Harry Potter spell or something. I don't know who came up with that one, but maybe give the job to someone else next time.
It's me again. So that was Mika, a man who knows his sector is booming and he wants you all to come and join the party. A traditional route in would be a marketing, communications or business degree. But like Mika said, pick a goal, take a risk and apply anyway. Show that you have complementary skills and can bring something to the table that traditional candidates can't, especially in the digital sphere. This is one of those roles where you don't need to be an influencer, but having smart and consistent-looking social media profiles is going to help. A starting salary for a digital marketing assistant or a junior community manager is around $22,000 a year. But if you rise up the ranks and get to become the group head of marketing for a major brand, you're looking at $50,000 or even $60,000 a year. Tony's website has a fantastic careers page where you can find out more about all the roles in the Holland head office and also the ever-growing London office. Thanks so much to Mika for joining me. I'm super excited to see the continued growth of Tony's in the UK. It's delicious. And I'm really hoping he does set up that Tony's podcast. Our team is just down the river when you need us. Thank you for listening. Until next time. Goodbye.